Judah spoke of the Central Pacific as my railroad, but it wasn't, any more than the railroads back east he had built, or the Sacramento Valley Railroad were his. He had thought of it, dreamed of it, laid out the line for it, gone to Washington to convince the Congress and the President to get behind it. He had invited in the men who financed it, but it wasn't his. With the onset of winter in 1862-63, the men whose railroad it was went to work. The Big Four wanted to make big money, just like Doc Durant, George Francis Train, and their cohorts. Big money meant the same as with the UP, milking the construction. So Charlie Crocker drew up a contract awarding the Charles Crocker Contract and Finance Company and several minor companies the right to build the first stretch of the road, from Sacramento to today's Roseville. It was an almost identical device to the Crédit Mobilier. The Big Four awarded to Charles Crocker and Company the contract for building the road as well as for supplying all materials, equipment, rolling stock, and buildings. All the Big Four were involved in Crocker's company, but not Judah. This was almost too much for Judah. He felt his railroad was being stolen from him. He suspected, correctly, that all the Big Four were owners of the construction company. He feared they might bankrupt the CP to profit from its building. He wondered why the CP's treasury was either low or bare, while there was always plenty of money for the wagon road out of Dutch Flat, in which he had no interest. Judah had a right to complain, and he used it often. But then the Big Four were also putting in their time and reputation, plus their money. In an interview years later, Crocker pointed out, "We actually spent our own money building that road up to Newcastle beyond Roseville, and it left every one of us in debt." Crocker sold his store for the money. Stanford was trying to get funds from cities, Sacramento and San Francisco especially, and counties and the legislature. Huntington was selling stocks and bonds in the East. But except for the loans from the Ames brothers and a few others, the Big Four were operating on their own. But operate they did. On January 8, 1863, the company had its groundbreaking event. Governor Stanford was there, and Crocker, but Huntington was in New York, Hopkins declined, and Judah was in the Sierra Nevada. Though it rained and was otherwise miserable, there was a large crowd representing every section of the state, high officials, preachers to bless the work, and many ladies. Crocker introduced Stanford. The governor gave a long and dull speech, including this pledge: "There will be no delay, no backing, no uncertainty in the continued progress." After he was done, and a prayer made, Stanford took up a shovel and turned the first earth for the road. Then Crocker turned a spadeful and made a short speech. He promised, "All that I have, all of my own strength, intellect, and energy, are devoted to the building of this road." The rhythmic thud, thud of the CP's steam pile driver, its only modern technology, could be heard working on the banks of the American River. The little 10-horsepower driver was lifting a 1,900-pound hammer 3 times a minute and placing 30-foot pilings into the riverbed at the rate of 7 a day. Crocker picked up on the sound and told the audience, "The work is going right on, gentlemen, I assure you." After 4 decades of agitation, promotion, boosters, politics, demands, concerns, embarrassments, alarm, consternation, delays, and more, the first transcontinental railroad was underway. As the Sacramento Union put it, everybody felt happy because, after so many years of dreaming, scheming, talking, and toiling, they saw with their own eyes the actual commencement of a Pacific railroad.